And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Are you ready? Learn how to prepare your church for 21st century growth at Pastors Conference hosted by Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. This one-day session is designed for pastors with congregations who are reaching for the manifestation of God's glory during these last days. Pastors Conference will be held on Saturday, July 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue, Winco, PA. To register, call 215-885-2585, extension 314. Registration includes continental breakfast, afternoon lunch, and conference materials. The manifestation of God's glory will be poured out on this church. Are you ready?
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
Here's what Paul says. He says, you may be blameless and harmless, the children of God, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation among whom you shine as lights in the world. We are supposed to be qualitatively different. Does it mean we agree with every rule that comes? No. But we don't go out and start trouble by backbiting those who have the responsibility of legislating those rules. We don't even have the right to complain about our leaders and government. Amen. And I know some of you are vehemently opposed to what President Trump is doing. Amen. You have the right to disagree. You have the right to write a letter to your congressman. I sent him a letter and told him what I didn't like, but I put Bible in it. Amen. I said, this is why I don't like it. There's a higher authority. He wrote me back. I know it was a form letter, but at least they got my letter. So you should write. You should do that. But once you've written the letter, I'm not going to stand up here and put them down and talk negatively about them when the Bible says I'm supposed to pray for them. Why? They're humans. They don't know my Jesus. So I'm praying that God touches their heart. I will protest. I'll write that letter, but I'll pray as well. But I'm not going to start an insurrection. I'm not going to get 100 people together and burn a building down. No, that's not what God calls us to do. He says here, you must shine as a light. Listen to what he said in verse 16. Hold forth the word of life that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you. For the same cause also do you joy and rejoice with me. So if you're standing for God, if you're being mature, cost you something, rejoice. Because we can't do what everybody else does. You know, you're with your coworker and they say, oh, come on, let's take an extra 5 minutes for break. Nobody's going to know. As a Christian, you have to say God will know. Why? Because of 1 Peter telling me to grow up in my salvation. I've got to change my life. I can't be involved in those things that don't bring honor to Jesus. That means I can't take 16 items in the 7-item line. I told you this was going to make you shout. That means that I don't leave the cart in the supermarket. That means that I don't leave it 30 feet away from the place where I'm supposed to put it. That means that when I try on garments in the fitting room, I put them back and not leave them laying on the floor. And the reason I do it is because I'm shining as a light. See how practical Christianity is? All the dancing and carrying on that we do in church. Thank God for it. I believe in being demonstrative, but also being different. You can't do that. You can't buy a garment and get a machine to put the tag back on. Christians cannot do that. The Christian should have, the IRS should never wonder about yours and mine. Our tax returns, because God is looking at our tax return. I have never been audited. I have never received a letter telling me they disallowed a deduction. Because I know that God is looking at my return. And can you imagine how it would look? Local pastor commits fraud, has a house in the Bahamas, and didn't claim it. That wouldn't bring honor to Jesus, and nor honor to you. Listen to what he says in 2 Peter 3, verse 17. You therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things from before, beware lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. See there? He says, you be on guard so that you don't fall from your secure position. You can't go back in your natural life. How can you go back in your spiritual life? Once you cross over to the kingdom of God, you shouldn't be making excursions back over into the kingdom of the devil. I'm just visiting. No, he says, you be aware of what's pulling at you. A child can stand before. You know the difference between adolescents and teenagers? It's a simple phrase. The adolescent says, I didn't know. The teenager always says, I know. Anytime you give an adolescent a rebuke, first thing they say, I didn't know. But when you try to give a teenager instruction, I know. See the difference? Adolescents are more humble. They'll tell you in a minute, I don't know. But a teenager is more arrogant. I know. When you start the car, don't hold the key. I know. Same way with a teenage Christian. And I'm not talking about numerical teenager. I'm talking about spiritual. Say you've been saved 12, 13, 14 years. You're at the same place. I know. The Bible doesn't tell us when Satan rebelled against God, but I can tell you he was 16. I don't care if he was 16 million years old. There was a 16 in it somewhere, because both Isaiah and Ezekiel say the prominent phrase in his speech was I. And you become more aware when you reach your teenager in any expression. If you've been on your job umpteen years, you become know more than the boss. If you've reached umpteen years, anything with a teen in it, you become all-knowing. Nobody can tell you anything. I've been at Bethel for 15 years. I know what God is saying. No. It's time to grow up and to realize the first casualty of maturity is your own individual whimsical expressions. I say whimsical. In other words, when you grow up, you just don't give an expression helter-skelter. You give an expression after careful thought and consideration. Jesus said, he tells a story about a man who goes out to build a house, and he doesn't take into consideration the environment, the soil, nor the construction of the place. And the Bible says that as he's building, he runs out of money, and he's now embarrassed that he has to stop the project. So he uses the term count the cost. As you grow older in life and in the things of God, you count the cost. What will this decision cost me? Am I willing to give up certain things in my present for my future endeavors? Oh, I want to be used by God. Think it through before you say it. Because you have to ask yourself, am I willing to have these satanic battles every night? Am I willing to have people come against me or break away from me who I thought were close friends? Am I willing to be ostracized, to be criticized? Am I willing to go through the pain of the anointing? We want the anointing and the same friends. It doesn't work. When God anoints you, you're going to lose some people. And you have to just count that cost. If you're not willing to lose some people, don't ask God to anoint you, because the anointing comes with a cost. Number one, you become more of a target to the devil. He attacks everything, your car, your family, your home, your finances, your sleep, things he didn't bother with before. But now you are a threat to his kingdom, and he's coming after you. And if you're willing to take it, go to 2 Corinthians. Go to chapter 12. Now, watch maturity in action from a Christian. Chapter 12, 2 Corinthians, verse 1. It's not necessary. It's not proper. It's not the right thing to do. He says, I'll come to visions and revelations of the Lord. As I grow in God, you're going to get visions and revelations. At some point, it's going to become your norm. You're just going to see stuff. You understand? You're just going to see stuff. You really will. God will open your eyes at certain intervals, but he doesn't expect you to get cards printed every time you see something. You give a prophecy. Now all of a sudden, you're the church prophet. No. You get visions and revelations from the Lord. It's just the normal evolution of your Christian experience. He says, I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body or not, I can't tell. He said, God knows. But this person was caught up into the third heaven, and I knew this man. He said, I don't know if he was in his body or out of his body. God knows. He said, he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. Now listen to this man. This man, Paul, outside of Jesus, Paul was all right. Listen to this. Paul says, I'm not going to glory in the man, but I'm going to glory in what the man had. Now if you can make that distinction, God can do something with you. We are not great on our own. Let me put it to you like this. I like the Comcast Xfinity One. Anybody got that Xfinity One system? Oh, I like gadgets. That's why I have it. I mean, it's the same television stuff. I just like the gadgets. So I talk to it, and so I push the button, and I say, John Wayne. And they pull up John Wayne movies. I just love that. And one day, I pushed the button, and I spoke into it, and I said, Patton. And it didn't flick the Patton. It told me the batteries were low. Said it's time to change your battery. God gave me a revelation. No matter how sweet that remote control is, it needed batteries. I could talk to it from sun up to sundown as long as the batteries were full. And I went over and got the battery and put it in. And then it was fully charged. I said, Patton, and Patton came right up on the screen. And God began to show me, no matter how much you accomplish, there's a power inside of you that needs to be monitored. That you need to constantly be refilled because your filling can go out. And God needs to be able to count on you, so you need to keep going and getting your batteries charged. No matter how great your iPhone is, you plug it in every night. Amen. Even the iPhone 7, a technological wonder, it does take a little longer for that battery to die, but it does die. Listen, depending on the way you use it. If you just use it for phone calls, it'll probably last you all day. But if you're doing all that texting and all the emails, it goes quicker. So in other words, God is teaching us, the more he uses us, the more we have to go to him for refilling.
If you believe for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
4217A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44. At 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m., and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.